Got all your eggs in one basket again. So these are classes. Each of these classes has what is called sectors. And by the way, if I put the same drawing here and put real estate on here, you got the same thing. You got venture capital and real estate, and you got all of a sudden really stable systems called REITs, real estate trusts. And I don't recommend going here before you do here. Earn the right to risk even in the real estate market. And there are sectors in the real estate market. There's commercial real estate. There's residential properties. There's retirement villages. There's personal homes. There's condominiums. There's duplexes. There's all kinds of types. Those are sectors. Across the market, on average, every sector bombs within every 25 years. So that means that if you're diversified across the sectors and you're diversified through the classes, you have the highest predictability of making a certain income. So I basically say, I'm going to earn the right to risk. I'm going to build it up in stair steps, build a cushion underneath me. I can't fall. There's no place to fall to except that cushion. I can't lie about my risk tolerance because your risk tolerance is earned. So I'm not interested in what you tell me. I'm interested in what your life demonstrates. If your life demonstrates that you've got money all the way up to there, I know what your risk tolerance is. I guarantee you, you can handle there. I don't want to guess. I want to know. I want certainty in my economics, not a game. Not wondering, not my ego going, I can handle anything. When the bull market's on, I can handle anything. I wouldn't jump out of the window when the bear market hits up. Aren't there people jumping out of windows doing that when they have it? Do you have that here? When the crash is hit, people jump out of windows. They go, I just lost 80% of my fortune in 1 hour or 2 hours or one day. Not if they're diversified through the sectors and through the classes, there's no way you could ever have that kind of loss. Because by the time you could have any volatility that could be 10%, you already got it less than 10% of your portfolio. So then you stay stable in your structure and strategize and don't react. Just keep building methodically. How many of you following along with me so far? I call this stair stepping. Yes?
If you paid off your house, do you still calculate the value of your house under 25% of the income?
If you've paid off your house and you've paid it completely, that's an asset.
But it should not be more than 20% of your income value-wise.
You're not having a mortgage anymore. That's savings. Now, if you look at what is your income. And now that includes your passive and your active income. And now if you buy another piece of property, if you can afford a mortgage on it, because I'm just thinking worst case scenario. If for some reason you had to pay that mortgage and the market went down and you were stuck with that mortgage, could you afford that mortgage? If you can't afford that mortgage in the downside, you really can't afford it in the upside. Let me understand. When people are in the optimistic phase, they get blinded by infatuation. How many men or women have been in a relationship, they just met somebody, and they thought, oh my God, they have the same number of ribs as I do. We must be meant to be. They have two eyes. Oh my God, two eyes. They're brown. Must be our soulmates. You chew your food just like I do. And you're infatuated and blinded by infatuation. Have you been puppy loved and blind by infatuation? And what I call the licky hickey phase of relationships. Right? Better than the humpy pumpy. And definitely better than the old yeller. But what happens is you get this infatuation, you're blinded by this infatuation. You see only the positives, you don't see the negatives. And your friends come around you and said, the guy's dirt, watch out. The guy's an asshole. Right? They're trying to warn you, but you're blinded by infatuation. You can't see the downsides. And you do foolish, manic illusions. You sacrifice your business, you sacrifice your personal life, and you just minimize yourself and exaggerate them. And then you find out, oh my God, they're not what I thought. Because anybody you put on the pedestal will end up in the pit. And nobody's worth putting on pedestals and pits, but everybody's worth putting in your heart. When it comes to investing, if you get manic about your investment, that's a sign you're not ready for it. If you go around telling everybody about how great it is and how excited it is and how elated you are and extroverted you are about, that's a sign, beware. Because the size of your vision and the size of your cushion stabilizes your emotion. If you're getting elated or depressed, you're not able to manage your emotions. You're not able to manage that level of operation in finances. So if you get manic and can't see the downsides, you're about to learn a lesson. You're about to see the downsides without seeing the upsides. So have a balanced orientation. Every class and every sector has pros and cons. But if you earn the right to risk, you can earn the right to handle those emotional states. Now, you may put some of this into your house as part of your building of your wealth. Some may be in superannuation, but I believe that it's wise to at least put something into liquidity to keep yourself building cushions. Because once you go into superannuation, you can still put these in these different categories. This can all be done in your superannuation. But the thing is, if you got all your money in superannuation, you got no liquidity, what do you got? You got stress. You still got no liquidity. Because you can't touch that. Am I correct? It's got a preservation principle on it. It's keeping you until age 55 to 60, depending on your age right now. And some of you want to be able to keep some cash. Now, there's no doubt that superannuation is to your advantage because you're only paying, 15% on some of the money that's going in there. And you max it out. Then after that, you got to pay more taxes at your marginal tax rate. But there still is. You might as well max that. But you don't want to do that at the expense of this. You want to have some cushion and liquidity. Because you're not going to be able to do in your superannuation. Can you do all your real estate investments? Can you do all those risky investments? No, the government forces you not to for a reason.